Great to have Brian Fox on here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. By the way, nice to meet you. I'm Tim Elkhorn. This is Tom Evans.
Nice to meet you, Brian.
Tom knows a little bit about being the head coach at Elyria Catholic. So
most people tell you very little.
I don't know about that. I don't know. But congratulations, and obviously you walk into a program that certainly has a tradition, knows about success. Was that just one of the aspects that drew you to the job? Kind of take us through that process as to where you were and now you're the head coach at EC.
I mean, it was definitely a huge part of it. I was always told by a head coach that I work for that if you go somewhere and the organization wants you to be successful, you got a strong chance of being successful. So I didn't want to go somewhere where you were going to have to fight against alumni. And I honestly wasn't even looking for a job. I just kind of saw that it had opened up, and then all of a sudden I realized this would be a great opportunity. And I had thought about kind of transitioning away from college. It's an extreme time commitment. So I kind of wanted to get back into something like high school. I saw the program kind of opened up. And you know, it's funny because I watched the film, and I was watching these kids, and I was just like, they're way better. What happened? How did they get to 3-7? This is a very good group. Now, they had a lot going against them last year, but it was just kind of one of those things when it opened it up. You know, I wasn't looking for a job, but all of a sudden, once it was open, I definitely was.
So, Brian, real quick, without literally going through line by line, but kind of give us the resume. Where have you been and kind of that background that led you to EC?
I started off in the middle of nowhere, Central Illinois. I coached for 5 years at Illinois College. I bounced around from running backs to wide receivers, defensive backs. At one point, I had the tight ends, running backs, and wide receivers. it was very interesting meetings. But I was there for 5 years. I had a lot of success there. Came out to Heidelberg. I had a few friends on staff. It was a great opportunity, very talented program. You know, it was one of those things. I remember because I went to Baldwin Wallace, and I remember getting on Twitter one day saying when Cartel Brooks went for like 465 yards on him, I was like, man, where did Heidelberg come from? Because when I was being recruited by him coming out of high school, I think they're in the midst of like a 3 straight 0-10 season. So they were a huge program on the rise, still very talented group they have there. And I jumped at the opportunity to be the receivers coach. The next year they moved me to quarterbacks and pass game. We had a lot of very talented kids who made me look very good at my job. So naturally, my resume must have looked pretty good for Illyria Catholic.
It's awesome. Tom?
Brian, I'm supposed to ask you, it's my understanding that you have the best secondary coach in the county. It's my son-in-law, so I'm supposed to get that question out of the way. Now, don't answer it because he's probably listening right now, and I'm going to take an earful. So now that we got that one out of the way, you know, Brian, I was reading the summary, and it sounds like you're piecing together. The pieces are kind of coming together for you. You got a big basketball player that hadn't played football before out. You got some size on the offensive line. You got Banchoff back. You got a quarterback back. How are you feeling about where you're at right now with him?
First off, Coach Caxey is spectacular. He's really the
anchor. You know he's going to be impossible to live with after you said that. So,
well, honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing. He pretty much runs the show. So, things are really coming together nicely. We had a lot of some basketball players who, you know, weren't interested in the past. You know, they hear kind of about what we were going to do and the direction the offense was going to go, and we started to get a little more interest from guys like that. Branson Taylor, he's 6'7". I tell him every day, I kind of look up at him, I'm like, man, you look tall today. He's 6'7", 280 pounds. He's an incredible player. It's a very good senior class. Not to mention, I think the seniors and juniors maybe lost one game as freshmen. So obviously they had a lot of talent coming in. But, you know, talking about it coming together, I looked out there during our scrimmage yesterday, and I saw that Griffin Davies, a 6'3", 250-pound defensive end, was the smallest guy on our defensive line.
Wow.
When you're
talking about Bay and Rocky River and Holy Name, yeah. I mean, you're going to need some big guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of looked at some of these kids, and I'm like, man, I hope I don't screw this up.
Brian, what do you want your stamp to be, to basically say, this is EC football? What do you want that to be, both offensively and defensively?
Fast and physical. You know, I was talking to him the other day. There was, we kind of came out very flat versus Vermillion when we kind of had a dual practice with them, and we had one big play where there was just this huge pop. One of our centers peeled back on the defensive end, and after that, it was a completely different game. I told him afterwards, you can throw out stats, turnovers. Someone had a stat where if you block a punt, you're 90% more likely to win a game or something like that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the more violent team will win. I mean, it's football. You know, I've never been in a game where we physically dominated the other team and came out losing. So, if our team can be thought of as two things, it's got to be fast and physical. But I've always been huge about pushing a furious pace and getting after it, making mistakes on the fly. But if we go out and coaches leave our games thinking, man, they are a very physical team, I'll be very happy about that.
So let me sneak one more in before I get it back to Tom. Fast and physical. So if you're fast, you got to have playmakers. So who are going to be the playmakers for EC this year?
You know, we have a lot of very athletic kids. You know, we got through one of our 7-on-7s this summer, and I was thinking, we could very well be 7 or 8 deep at receiver. You know, obviously, you started running back, Leighton Banjoff coming back. He's a Big Ten commit in baseball. He was, I think, the only first-team all-conference returner we have. Behind him is the 11-100 kid in Chris Jackson, who also happens to weigh 195 pounds. So we have two very good running back behind him, too. We have a lot of very talented kids at running back, but at receiver, that's what I was blown away by because, you go from a team who never threw the ball, so you assume that these kids have no idea the mechanics of a forward pass. But David Griffin is a spectacular senior. Now, he broke his leg last year, but he still started as a sophomore. He's an unbelievable talent. His little brother actually stepped in, Jack Griffin. He is extremely athletic. He's a type of kid who catches anything that's anywhere near him. But we also have some height at receiver, too. We have Nate Damron, who is 6'5". France, another radio personality, size 6'4". We have, we got down to it. We think we were with our third group, and probably the most productive kid out of our dual practice was Connor Trockley, who is another 6'2" wide receiver who only played basketball last year, and he probably ended with 3 or 4 catches. One was huge on the sideline, and it's almost like you look out there and wonder how you're going to get all these kids in. We're going to have to be like full hockey line changes out there.
Tom, final question.
And I'm glad you alluded to that, Coach, because I look at the Great Lakes Conference, and I know how it originated. It's in at best, it's a hodgepodge. You got a couple cast-offs from the old NCL and Holy Name and Elyria Catholic. You got the Parma schools and Bay and Rocky River, who didn't necessarily fit in the Southwestern, and then so they were looking for home. But I think as I talk about that, one of the things, Elyria Catholic's a little guy in that group, numbers-wise, maybe not size-wise, what you're telling me. But one of the things that's kind of been the knock is that they don't have the depth, they don't have the numbers, that when Bay comes at you and River comes at you, they can a lot of times two platoon, and then the fourth quarter, that's where the difference is made. So can you approach that? How do you approach that?
I'm looking through the schedule. I think we're the only school that is smaller than D3, and we're actually D5. So it is kind of wild to think, and I know we don't have a whole lot of numbers, but we have some great classes. And in my experience, when you are a very fast-tempo offense and when you play other fast-tempo teams, you have to sub and you have to have faith in your backups. The guys who, your fifth and sixth D linemen out, you can't just expect these kids to be able to play every single down and make it through a game, let alone healthy. So you have to be very intentional when you substitute a person in. Obviously, you don't want to bring a whole different group in. And when you do bring them in, you have to play to their strengths. We had the school itself was spectacular. They actually invested in me both as the football coach and as a strength conditioning coordinator. So we were lifting and conditioning 4 days a week. We were really getting after it. I think we have a great group of kids who are in shape. So while we may be asking more than a lot of these schools will play of them, I think they're going to be ready for it.
There you go.
Very good.
Wake up the echoes. I like the shirt. That's good stuff. All right, man. Hey, congratulations.
Thanks.
We'll be
so
talking
much,
to
Ryan.
You every week,
thanks,
man. You'll be hearing
it.
From us. So
good,
nice
good.
To meet you here at the Brew Kettle, man.
Thanks
good
for
stuff.
Having me.